we have people calling in and weighing in with us and saying like, oh, it's a no-brainer, man. This is an easy decision because they're not in the position to make that kind of a decision, right? Everyone looks at it and they say, well, it's millions of dollars versus 1 year of college football. Is it easy for you to explain to us why that's such a hard thing to do? Because it feels like if you just look at it financially, people are like, oh yeah, that's a no-brainer. But clearly it wasn't, because you took a lot of time to decide. Is college football still, even though it's becoming more of a business, is it still valuable enough that people could potentially, in your position, forego an NFL chance to play one last year?
Well, I guess the two differences is the NFL is a business. It's your job. It's not really, you can go in there and mess around because you're just going to wash yourself out. I think we all got to realize that's really how it is. It's a kid sport with a bunch of men playing it. And so, and an aspect is college football. It's a thing where you can get your education paid for. And also you get to play a game that everyone loves. Everyone loves college football. And because we play with it on every Saturday, we get to watch it and watch such great talent from the east to the west. It was a hard decision because I love college football, and only that, but I played at the greatest university in the country, and I've only played football for 3 years, so it was a very tough decision because I didn't really look at my outcome or where I was at on the mock drafts or what this agent was saying or that. I just really considered what was the best option for my family, and I took it to the Lord, and I prayed many hours. And I knew this was the decision I had to make for my family. It had nothing to do with, how much money I was going to make or anything like that. I had to do strictly for my family. What was the best circumstance for my family? And what it came down to was I had to enter the draft so I could support them, be the father to my child, Kingston, and be a husband to my beautiful wife, Natalie.
You sit down with Coach Whittingham and Coach Harding, and what kind of feedback did they give you?
At first, this was a long journey. I've been talking to them, most of the season about, what was the best thing for me. And they said time and time again was whatever is best for your family is what you got to do as a husband and as a father. As I talked to Coach Harding yesterday, I went to his home and I cried because I love that man. He's done such wonderful things to me. He's taught me football. He's taught me about life in general, and he's brought me to the person I am today. He's made me the player I am on the field, as many of the youths get to watch, and my credit goes to him. And not only that, but Coach Kyle Whittingham, for the wonderful staff that he brings in, the time that we get to go in his office and talk to him. He's a caring man with a big heart, and he wants whatever best for us. And when it came down to it, I went to both of their homes last night, and they told me I made the right decision because they knew I took my time, just as I took my time committing to University of Utah and knew I made the best decision of my life. Now I'm making another good decision to support my family with.